At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hardworking ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our grain-free stews, the only pet food with Red Barn Bully Sticks.
I hate when my husband works late, being at home, alone at night, hearing every little creak. It's uncomfortable. I thought I was just being paranoid, then my girlfriend said she felt the same way when her husband travels. Until they had what she calls their Vivint talk. Vivint, my friend calls it the best home security system out there. It's super easy to use and fit right into our budget, and I love my video cameras. I can see what's going on in and around my home right from my computer or smartphone. It's actually kind of funny. I told my husband, if you're going to be traveling or working late, I'm getting Vivint. And it's made all the difference.
Call now. Not only is installation free, you'll get up to $1,500 worth of Vivint security cameras and equipment today at no charge. Seriously, $1,500. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Call 844-801-4368. 844-801-4368. 844-801-4368. Restrictions apply. 48 or 60-month agreement at minimum $49.99 per month required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
Get ready for Designing Your Life Today with your host, Pat Counsell, the Power Lady.
And I'm so excited to be with you on this magnificent Monday. We have a great show lined up for you today. As always, we always have something great lined up for you. This month we are focused on spiritual fitness. You know, we have been talking about our power cores, the four power cores that we have as human beings that we really want to pay more attention to. I know I'm upping my game, and I continue to renew my mind and pay attention to my emotions and what's going on there as I work on bigger goals and just bigger goals, period, for myself in life, all the way across the board, and bigger challenges for myself. And I pay attention to my emotions, and of course, I'm upping my physical fitness game because I always want to beat my time in my 5K runs, and my goal is to graduate to the 10K run. And so the thing is that you want to pay attention to those four power cores, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. And this month we are focusing on the spiritual, and we're talking about spiritual fitness. So we have a great topic lined up for you today. It is get real and heal. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that you need healing in some area, but this is all about developing the spiritual side. A lot of our issues and challenges that we have would really disappear if we learn to tap into our spiritual side. We spend a lot of time going to our friends, looking outside of us for the answers, and because we want to feel better. I mean, so it's pretty normal. So we want to feel better, and we think that someone else can do that for us. And the reality of it is that people can help. We can feel a little bit of comfort from sharing, but we feel the most comfort, I believe, from two things: going inside and becoming spiritually stronger. If we must pay attention to the outside or the external side of who we are, or what's going on with us, that situation, the other part is that we actually can kind of get better as we learn from someone else, get new information that will allow us to formulate the ideas that we need to have that better life and to help us grow and to reach a tremendous amount of success. Hey, you guys, get real and heal. It's going to be great. You're going to learn some things. This is kind of the continuation from Thursday, where we were talking about the kind of the basic tools that are needed in order for you to establish some spiritual fitness in your life. And we talked about understanding your sensitivity. That's one of the basic tools. The other one is take an honest look at yourself. That's the second one. And the third one was allow yourself to change. And so we are looking at take an honest look at yourself. And I can tell you, it's very profound. Not a long explanation about that particular tool there that we're going to be talking about. But it is very profound. It's very enlightening. And it will help you to go to that next level and really help you put some things in perspective in your life. If you have like this constant struggle of working to achieve your goals or working to maintain great relationships or have a great relationship, it is important that we take a look at the honesty factor as it relates to ourselves. Hey, we got a great power focus of the week for you. I like this one. It is called Release and Grow. That's our power focus of the week. As you know, we always want to bring you a great power focus that will allow you to really jumpstart your week, and it allows you to kind of see your progress on a weekly basis. Okay, this week we're going to focus on release and grow, and what does that mean? Of course, our power thought tells us it means that we can release our attachment to outcomes and things we are saying, or when we can do that, release our attachment to outcomes and things we are saying. We trust God to bring us the best, and this is when we grow and we start to achieve our greatest success and live our best life. And this is true. And so we're going to learn more about release and growth throughout the course of the week. And, of course, a huge part of really achieving the goal of spiritual fitness is learning to release things and learning to grow. And with that being said, we've got a wonderful, positive power video of the week just for you. And that positive power video of the week is called Letting Go of the Past. And it's really a great video. You can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com and check out the positive power movie of the week, as it says there in the heading there. And you can check out the YouTube video and watch that interview and listen to some of the answers as the commentator and his guests go back and forth in discussing how you let go of the past, the benefits of letting go of the past. So releasing is such a very important part of life. So we've got our power focus of the week. We got our brand new positive power video of the week. And, of course, we've got the power thought that goes with our power focus of the week. With that being said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break and go to commercial and hear from some of these great sponsors who, without them, we would not be here today. And so we're going to listen to our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and keep on talking about how to get real and heal.
Attention, this is a great program for service professionals, mortgage brokers, realtors, accountants, or for anyone who wants to make a great income by helping others get out of debt. Join our referral-based debt elimination program. There is no selling involved, no experience required, and no licensing required. Just refer people, and if they activate, you get paid. For more information, go to debtfree365.com or call 1-866-987-0222 today. Does your financial future depend on the performance of a single investment? In any type of market, allocating your investments among a variety of assets may help minimize risk. Raymond James Financial Advisor Mario J. Payne understands the importance of asset allocation and can design a diversified portfolio based on your risk profile to help you attain your goals. For details, call Mario Payne at 904-733-5321, located in Jacksonville, Florida today. That's 904-733-5321. Raymond James Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC, Life Well Planned. Asset allocation and diversification do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss.
Now, back to Designing Your Life Today with your host, Pat Counsell.
Hey, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell. I gave you our brand new Power Focus of the Week. You got a great Power Thought of the Week, and you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can check out our Positive Power video of the week. So we're just bringing you a whole lot of power on this magnificent Monday. The thing about our topic for today is I'm really excited about it because it talks about being honest with yourself, but you're going to learn the value of that and a lot more. I think we're going to get a lot more out of this very, what I call a kind of a short session. And it may be short, but you guys know, once I get on a roll and I start talking, the words, they just come and they keep coming. And so the goal is to have it a little bit shorter and give you a chance to sit and think about some things that will help you to achieve your goals. Now, as we talk about our show, or when we start sharing our topic for today, I always like to remind you guys that a lot of this information comes from different areas, and in terms of sometimes I know I'm going through the power course because this is kind of my thing, and I look at what it is I think would help us all to reach our goals, because that's our goal here at Designing Your Life Today. And so when I talk to you about a particular subject, like for example today, get real and heal, sometimes we need a little help with that getting real thing. And I always look to see if there's something in one of my books that will help you with that, because our shows are not very long, so they're very short shows, and because these are subjects you could talk about for hours, honestly speaking, because as human, the human mind, body, and soul is just intricate, very intricate, and so there's a lot to learn, and so you often want to take in more information or learn more about yourself. Not only that, when anybody who's serious about going from one level to the next, you're going to seek your own information or some additional information that kind of goes with what you've heard on the show, or if something kind of piques your curiosity, you're going to say, you know what, I want to learn more about that because this is what I need in order to go to that next level. And so it's not always about that you need healing, like there's something wrong with you, but we certainly need awareness in our life, and it doesn't matter where you are in your life. We always want to have an awareness about who we are and why we're here and really where we are destined to go. So with that being said, today's show, if you want to learn more about how to get real and how to deal more with that part of yourself, my book, High Impact Power Principles, can help you with that. Now, with the book, High Impact Power Principles, you can either just get the book, which has it's interactive, and it's going to help you really kind of tap into your authentic personal power. And really, authentic personal power is it's hard for you to tap into that without becoming spiritually fit. So you're going to learn a lot about how to tap into that personal power, how to release it, and you'll be able to create your own opportunities and gain more personal freedom and of course, establish those strong relationships. I know in the book, High Impact Power Principles, I have a section that talks about who are you, and it will help you get a better understanding of who you are, and it's a very good exercise. I can tell you it's one that I used years ago, and this is why I actually put it in the book, because it was the effect that it had on me as a person, and what it did for me was really kind of mind-boggling and freeing, you know, and uplifting. And some of the things I saw, I can't say I fell in love with it as it relates to me back then, but I got a clear picture of who I was, and I was able to make the necessary adjustments so that I could go on to become more successful. So you can get the book, High Impact Power Principles. You can get that. You can get the download immediately, I believe, by going to our website. Yes, by going to shop.designingyourlifetoday.com. If you want the actual book, you can go to amazon.com/author/PatCounsel. You can get the book there. Or you can get the entire kit, because there's the High Impact Power Principles kind of power kit. It's book and MP3s. And so you can go there and get the MP3s that come with it. And that whole package contains gaining the confidence to win, income equality, it's your time for success, take control by letting go, and High Impact Power Principles, the book itself, and 7 Ways to Create the Flow of Money and High Impact Power Goal Setting. So it's a pretty extensive kit, so you can go there and download all of that. And for more information on that one, though, you have to go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. I just wanted to share that with you. So what I'm going to be sharing with you today, you can actually get lots of information or follow-up information or get more interaction and more hands-on so that you can get the growth that you need. And you can actually get that from by going to our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, or by purchasing the book, High Impact Power Principles, from amazon.com/author/PatCounsel. With that being said, you guys, you know what? This is going to be such a great week for us, because all week long we're going to be learning how to kind of release, and we're going to learn how to grow, and we're going to learn about all of these different obstacles that are preventing us from becoming spiritually fit. And I want to remind you that we have Mario Payne, who's going to be back with us on Friday. He's an expert at financial services. He has a great deal of information. We will open our chat room. You can ask him any question that you like. Some of you emailed your questions to me. You can also feel free to email your questions to me. If you want to contact Mario directly or you want to email your questions to him, go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Click on the sponsors section. You will see his business card with his information there. And so, you guys, that is the information that he's sharing. I'm telling you, some of it you could probably – you could talk to several different financial advisors, but I'm going to say this to you, that first of all, he cares about you. Secondly, he's giving more information than normal. That's why he's coming on live, and he's willing to answer all of your questions. And so take advantage of that and get the answers that you need so that you can become financially fit. Being financially fit is a part of being spiritually fit, because when your spirit is intact, you're going to take better care of yourself. You're going to want more things for your life. So you're going to make a lot more things, put a lot more things in order. So don't forget, Mario Payne is going to be here Friday. Then the following Tuesday, we're going to have the Sodium Girl. Excited about the Sodium Girl who's coming on our show. And she has such a great story, and we're going to tell you a little bit more about that later in the week, now that it's getting a little bit closer to her guest appearance on our show. And so we've got good stuff coming up, you guys. Hey, you know what? We're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to jump right into Get Real and Heal.
Clark Burton, a Legal Shield independent associate offering a profile of legal and identity theft services protecting families, small businesses, and commercial drivers, specializing in helping small businesses affordably protect and grow their business, and in offering a voluntary employee benefit. For more information, you may visit www.clarkburton.com or dial 904-233-9682 or toll free at 888-730-4345.
Welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, on this magnificent Monday. Are you guys feeling magnificent? Hey, if not, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. We've got a couple of questions there. Get in the mix with us on those questions, a couple of questions about health and about your best life. So answer those questions and hang out with us a little bit. You know, once we kind of get our little juices flowing in our minds and it helps to shift our focus, people have a tendency to have a better day. So check us out at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Also, don't forget to check out my Pinterest page. It's under my name, Pat Council. I'm periodically posting new things there, and I think I post some new things over the weekend. And more new things to come. And I did announce that I had a new book that was coming out. And it was supposed to be out the end of August. And I tell you, I was about to kind of, you know, get permission for it to be released. But I'm making some changes, some last-minute changes in the book. So it's going to be delayed, I don't know, maybe for a couple of weeks or so. I don't know. But I need to feel comfortable with putting this out there because this is a very powerful book, and it is extremely informative, and I wanted to write a book that would truly help you hone in on your personal authentic power, because when we can become authentic, and then we really step into something really great for our lives, and we just become just better for ourselves and for those that we're connected to. We don't live in a fantasy world where we're pretending to be someone that we're not. And I get it, the whole fake it till you make it thing. I get that. But that's not kind of the same thing I'm talking about here. But I wanted to add some new things to the book, and so we're going to be releasing that shortly. I just had to announce that. Hey, we're going to talk about get real and heal today. But before we do that, here's our affirmation for today. Our affirmation is as follows. It says, I am powerful, amazing, full of joy, and magnificence. I expect the best into my life every day as I make my valuable contribution. I am one of the miracles of the divine, and my life will reflect this each and every day. Yes, you're a miracle of the divine. This is why this is a magnificent Monday, because when we truly realize how powerful we are and who we are and how we're made and all the great things about ourselves, then we're going to kind of step up our game, or we're going to feel bad that we're not living up to our full potential. But that's not you guys, right? All right, listen, let's talk a little bit about get real and heal. This is the second kind of basic tool for spiritual fitness that will help you achieve spiritual fitness. Again, after I'm done sharing this information, the book High Impact Power Principle has a lot of exercises and interactive exercises in the book, so that that will help you to deal with this particular tool for spiritual fitness, which is honesty. The second tool is take an honest look at yourself, and that's what we're going to talk about, because when you can get real with yourself, you can grow and go to another level. Really, one of the major tenets, if you will, of spiritual fitness is absolute truth. That's one of the things that will allow us to grow and will allow us to go to the next level. And the more deeply you are prepared to examine your soul's level of alignment and balance, the more effective your way forward is going to be. So you're going to move a lot faster. You're going to get to where it is you want to be a lot faster, and you're going to have more clarity on the way to getting there. I mean, we have to, if we want to go to that next level, it is important that we do learn how to take a look at ourselves, and we get excited about who we are and where we are in our lives. And you know what? If you can't be excited about who you are and where you are in your life, then there's something that you want to pay attention to as it relates to your spiritual fitness. So the more deeply that you prepare by examining are operating in the realm of absolute truth as it relates to you, an individual, then you're going to grow a lot faster. You're going to be more effective. You're going to get to where it is you want to be a whole lot faster. In other words, you have to get real if you want to heal. And you can't go around expecting someone else to fix things for you and expecting people to coddle you or help you develop that codependent relationship. Because I'm going to tell you something. The truth of the matter is that, and I'm not saying we don't need a lot of self-help groups, because we really do, and or support groups, I should say. We need more support groups, because if it's a self-help group, well, that kind of defeats the purpose of self-help. So, because self-help means it's something that you do for yourself. So the support groups are definitely needed, but sometimes they cross the line in terms of creating kind of those codependent type relationships, and that will not help you grow, because codependent relationships sometimes are those where you're enabled. People enable you. They tell you you're not wrong, the other person's wrong, and it puts you in a position where you never, ever face yourself. And so when we can't face ourselves, we can't grow. And it doesn't matter how hard we try. It doesn't matter how many facades we put up. It doesn't matter how we try to convince ourselves of something. None of this matters. The thing is that you got to get real so that you can heal. So if you're having a struggle when it comes to achieving a certain goal, perhaps it's, and you say, you know what, I'm working really hard at this, perhaps it's not your work ethic. Perhaps it's not necessarily your focus. Perhaps it is the fact that you're not spiritually fit yet, and you're not operating in the realm of honesty. Your happiness or your unhappiness is actually equal to the size of really the untruth that you're living. So if you're extremely not dissatisfied with your life, then that means that there's some things that you need to take a look at. You need to honestly look at yourself. What is going on with you that you are either denying or pretending it doesn't exist, and you really want to pay attention to that, or you want to kind of project it onto someone else. It's your behavior that's inappropriate, but you want to convince the other person that their behavior is inappropriate. So what is it that you want to look at that? Because if you're unhappy, or if you're extremely unhappy, now we're not talking about an isolated incident of you being unhappy because someone, I don't know, gave you the wrong flavored coffee or tea or something when you went by a restaurant or this morning. That's not the same thing. I'm talking about the consistent level of unhappiness where you're totally discontented when it comes to your life. You're dissatisfied. Anything that's out of sync with your natural rhythm or your vibration of life, it will kind of, you'll get hints. It'll tip you off. It will tip you off balance, I should say. And so as a result, you're going to feel pain, and then you're going to be tipped off that, listen, there's something that's really out of rhythm. There's something that's not vibrating as it should, and so you need to pay attention to it. Now, does that mean that you should always try and protect yourself from this kind of pain? No, because you want to see what – you want to kind of – if you're feeling that pain, you want to see what's causing that. Is there something that you want in your life that you're expecting someone else to provide for you that you really should be providing it for yourself? So pay attention. So anything that's out of sync, look at your life and see if you can figure out what's out of sync, because this is where your pain is coming from. Just as it is uncomfortable to wear something that doesn't fit you, that's how uncomfortable you're going to be when you are outside of the natural rhythm of life. So whatever image you choose to present to the world, it's actually going to be mirrored back to you. See, this is why when people run from one person to the next, or they leave this person for that person, have you ever noticed that when you leave the person, you take a look at yourself, you realize it's you and it's not them? And although they may have had their issues too, but the reality of it is you were so focused on what was wrong with them, you didn't see what you were doing and what perhaps you could have, where you could have made some adjustments and where you could have made some changes. But you're so busy blaming the other person because you don't want to face yourself. And so the truth of the matter is that life will be mirrored back to you. And see, this is how you can tell when it's you and it's not necessarily the other person. Let's say if you're like in a relationship with someone and that relationship isn't going so well. Well, it's easy to blame the other person, but if you look at your past relationships and you see that you've had issues with every single person that you've been in an intimate relationship with, the common denominator is you. And so it doesn't mean that you're a bad person, but it means that there are some things that you really want to take a look at. Remember, get real and heal. And it doesn't matter who you go, where you go, and who you, which person you bounce to or towards. It is really important that you take a look. Now here, and here's another clue. It's not even an intimate relationship. You become a part of, I don't know, a group or something, and immediately or over a certain amount of time, you start to feel ostracized by the group, and you start to find something wrong with everybody in that group or with the group as a whole. There's a good, strong possibility that you have an issue or a challenge building and maintaining relationships with people. So you really want to take a look at all of that. So once again, whatever image you choose to present to the world, it's going to be mirrored back to you. So in other words, if you act tough, your experiences will be of a tough world. So when you find yourself saying, you know what, this world is tough or people are so selfish, you may want to take a look at your behavior because this is what, it's the mirror. And if you kind of make out that you're weak, then you're going to be treated accordingly. If you're going to act like a weak person, let me tell you something. Your spirit is never, ever weak. You know, the Bible says that the flesh is weak. You know, so the spirit is willing. It's always willing. It's always raring to go. It's always ready to make something happen, but the flesh is weak. And any human being who pretends that they're like this superhero and they don't have like that weak side, their fleshly side, then they are really affecting their spiritual fitness. Why? Because they're not even being honest with themselves. So honesty is a big deal. And so the world is actually a neutral place, and whether you believe it or not, it takes its cues from you. And you can say, you know what? No, I don't bother anybody, and people bother me. You know, it's not necessarily that you don't bother anybody. Perhaps it's your lack of interaction that causes some of the issues or what's happening to you when you kind of view people as bothering you. Or it's your lack of, or not lack of, but it's how you respond in that interactive, passive, aggressive type manner that causes people to respond to you a certain way. So these are the kind of things that you want to look at because the world is neutral. It's a neutral place. And it's neutral because, you know, trees and dirt, I mean, really, they don't kind of do the judgment thing. We as human beings, we set the tone for judgment, and we set the tone for lifestyle. We set the tone for how we're feeling. We set the tone for wars. We set the tone for everything. So the world is taking its cues from us. So what you radiate out is what will draw back to you. So you said, well, in that case, I know I'm going to really be a super rich person because I'm going to radiate nothing but pure money, 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 wealth, wealth, wealth. Okay, now that's true. If you truly are radiating true wealth, okay, the true concept of wealth, which goes beyond just money, okay, it actually kind of starts with at its very core, it starts with you doing what you love, finding out what that is and being willing to stay the course and make the sacrifice no matter what, no matter who comes against you. Because at that point, you're now aligning with the purpose that God has for your life. And so you're open to receiving just a great abundance at that point. And so the thing is that what you radiate out, it will definitely come back into your life. Now, if you want to be spiritually fit, here's the thing. You need to discover who you truly are and know your value and then live it. When you know who you are and you know your value, then start walking in that. Because when you walk in that, the truth of the matter is you're going to feel oh so much better. Now, I got to put my little caveat here. The caveat is that you may experience some pain as you start to look at who you truly are. And I put emphasis on the word truly, because if you say, well, I looked at myself and I found this mean, awful person. That's not who you truly are. That's the facade that you've been putting out to the world. But it is a facade, nevertheless, that you need to recognize. And it is perhaps a mindset that you need to pay attention to so that you can adjust that mindset so that you can, in fact, become spiritually fit. So you want to pay attention to that. So you really will have this most exciting life when you discover who you truly are. But as you getting to who you truly are, yeah, maybe some painful things are going to come up about you and how you behaved and how you treated people in the past, or how you're even treating people today, or how you treated someone, I don't know, yesterday or 5 minutes ago. So the thing is, though, is for you to be honest, because once you can be honest about things in your life, and so you say, well, I'm going to be honest and bash myself. You know, I'm going to say, I don't know, I'm this awful person for whatever reason. No, that's not who you truly are. The honesty part is that I recognize that this is counter to who I truly am. This behavior is counter to who I truly am. So you really want to take a look at that and kind of go from that perspective. And the thing is that it is important that we kind of get real with ourselves and we pay attention to what's going on in our lives so that we can become spiritually fit. And instead of burying our heads in the sand and avoiding the more painful areas of life, ask yourself what these areas of pain might tell you about your life and how these apparent problems are really trying to help you grow and move forward. Okay, so when you're having these kind of painful episodes, and then you want to ask yourself, what's happening in my life? What's causing me to respond this way, and what is it I need to learn? See, this is where your honesty will help you, and you've really got to be honest about that. You know, for example, you can take a man who bounces from one woman to the next, and it's all of the women have issues, or in that case, even a female who can't maintain a stable relationship, and it's all the men's fault. There's something wrong with every single man except her, or there's something wrong with every single woman except him. They're not being honest with what's going on in their spirit. They're not being honest with perhaps the fact that they may have some intimacy issues. So they're not being honest about that. And so it's really important that they learn to be honest about that. You know, many people aren't happy in their jobs or relationships simply because they identify with and kind of act out a one-dimensional role instead of really being fully rounded. They're fully rounded, true selves. In other words, think about this. Do you ever feel that you're just a boss or you're somebody's employee or somebody's wife or somebody's husband, mother or father? You're just like this one-dimensional person. Well, in order to be fulfilled and in order to get to that spiritual fitness, and fulfillment is a part of spiritual fitness, to be fulfilled, you must be all of who you are at your purest level in every situation, at work, in your relationships, and in social interactions with people. So living your truth, it doesn't always mean that you have to change your environment, but instead it can mean getting your environment to honor and reflect your essential self. See, look at your environment and see what's going on and see what kind of shifts that you need to make before you start bouncing from one place to the next. Because the thing is that when you bounce from one place to the next, when you get to that place, you'll still be there. And whatever issues you have, they'll be right there hanging out with you. Okay, they'll be like your best friend. So before you make a physical move and totally change your environment, see if you can reflect on your essential self and get your environment to honor you. That's really important. As you develop your spiritual fitness, the beautiful part is that you will gradually feel strong enough to be your total self wherever you are. I want you to keep in mind that authentic power comes when we can first be at peace with the truth of who we are and wherever you are, and then learn to hold that power when you deal with other people. And so once you can do all of that, now you're, as they say, you just got real. And so you got real, and now you are also healed. And as I said, it doesn't mean that there's something major wrong with you when we talk about getting healed. what we're talking about is positioning yourself so that you can grow and so that you can go to the next level. And I want to say this to you, that let go of your past. And see, what we think about, and we're going to wrap up on this note, and I have something I want to share with you, or a suggestion that I want to make to you that could perhaps help you kind of get real a little bit there. What we do is we go, okay, I'm just going to let the past go and leave it alone, and I'm moving on. And so the thing about that, though, is that you do want to let your past go. However, if you keep repeating the exact same thing every single time, there is something in your past that you want to pay attention to. You want to go, for that moment, you want to go back, and you want to look, and you want to see, hey, what's causing this? Why is my behavior like that? Why in this present moment do I keep repeating the same thing? So I would suggest to you that for a moment, be sure to listen to the video, Letting Go of the Past. And once you listen to that video, then I do want you, just for a split second, I want you to, if you are totally unhappy in your environment, in your life today, just for a minute, I want you to just briefly scan over your life, you know, say for the last 10 years, and see if you can find a pattern in your behavior. And I want you to write the pattern down. Now, if you need some help getting kind of getting more real, as I said, try my book, High Impact Power Principles. You can get the entire got a little hiccups going on there. You can get the entire set by going to designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can check that out there, you guys. And so with that being said, listen, I want you to take the time to be honest with yourself. This is what will lead you to that spiritual fitness that you really want to have in your life, and you want it to be a part of your everyday living. When we can be honest with ourselves and we can get real, then we can grow and we can go to the next level. That is the second tool for becoming spiritually fit. Tomorrow, we are tomorrow's Tone It Up Tuesday, and so let's see. We are going to discuss the third basic tool, which we're going to relate it to our Tone It Up Tuesday. Excuse me. Wow, the hiccups are really coming here. So, you guys, on that note, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wrap up our show so I can go and get rid of my hiccups and you guys don't have to listen to them. And then we're going to kind of I want you to spend some time, maybe the last few minutes here. I promised to wrap up early. It looks like I'm going to wrap up 3 minutes early or so. And so I want you to spend some time thinking about, are you being honest about what's going on in your life? Are you being honest about what's going on inside you and how you feel about what someone else is doing to you or what you're accepting into your life or what you are attracting into your life? Look and see what you're putting out front, okay, and what kind of energy you're putting out. So when you can do that, then you will see what you're going to get back, or you'll see why you're getting back what you are getting back into your life, okay? So get real and heal and become more spiritually fit and get to that next level. Hey, you guys, I want to thank you for tuning in. Always be passionate about living your life because you are your secret to success. Don't forget to move forward with that unshakable courage, knowing that you are built by design to win, but it's all about the power you allow to work in you and through you. Now, if that's not spiritual fitness, what is? Hey, get real and heal. If you need more help, you can check out my book, High Impact Power Principles, at Amazon.com/author/Pat Counsel. You guys have a magnificent day on this magnificent Monday, and I'm going to get some water and get rid of my hiccups. You guys enjoy. Enjoy your day.
Designing Your Life Today is sponsored in part by EBS Security. Safety is our work. So call 904-766-8330.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.